This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the tradition of Mahakumbh has been reinvigorating India's national consciousness for thousands of years, showing new ways to the country and society. Mr. Modi said, this time the Mahakumbh of this kind came after 144 years and has given the message of a new chapter in India's development journey. He said, the message is of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared today. The Prime Minister said, as a citizen, he prays that we draw new inspiration from the memories of our ancestors and saints. He called upon people to make unity our guiding principle and work with the understanding that service to the nation is service to the divine. The Prime Minister said people from every region, including abroad, caste and ideology, were one in Mahakumbh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath announced that the state government will provide an additional bonus of 10,000 rupees to the sanitation and health workers who continuously provided their services in Mahakumbh. The Chief Minister interacted with the sanitation, health, bus operators and policemen associated with Mahakumbh in Prayagraj today. Mr. Yogi also honoured the employees who made the Mahakumbh a success. He announced that 16,000 rupees per month will be given to the sanitation and health workers who do not receive the minimum wage. This amount will be sent to their accounts through DBT.
एक अतिरिक्त बोनस देंगे 10,000 रुपए का इस मेले के दौरान इन्होंने जो कार्य किया है दूसरा हम लोग अभी एक व्यवस्था करने जा रहे हैं अब हम लोग आगे अप्रैल से हमारा एक कॉर्पोरेशन बनने जा रहा है जिसके माध्यम से हम व्यवस्था करने जा रहे हैं कि जो भी स्वच्छता कर्मी अब काम करेगा कम से कम उसको 16,000 रुपए हर महीने उसके खाते में हम लोग देने का काम करेंगे मिनिमम वेजेस केवल सफाई कर्मियों को ही नहीं उन स्वास्थ्य कर्मियों को भी जिन्हें पूरा वेज नहीं मिल पाता था उन सबको भी हम इसके साथ जोड़ने जा रहे हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the Ayush sector. In the meeting, the Prime Minister emphasized the sector's significant contributions in promoting preventive health care, boosting rural economies through medicinal plant cultivation, and enhancing the country's global standing as a leader in traditional medicine. He highlighted the sector's resilience and growth, noting its increasing acceptance worldwide and its potential to drive sustainable development and employment generation. He also emphasized the need to promote holistic and integrated health and standard protocols for yoga, naturopathy and the pharmacy sector. The meeting was attended by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra and other senior officials. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he appreciates her thoughts on re-energizing India's engagement with Europe. He said the wide-ranging participation of Indian ministers and EU College of Commissioners during this visit stands testimony to the importance placed on deeper India-EU ties. President of the European Commission arrived in New Delhi today for the first visit of EU College of Commissioners to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that 22 of the 27 EU commissioners are on a two-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena attended the 10th India International Dance and Music Festival Vasudev Kutumbakam in New Delhi today. During the event, Dr. Jaishankar and Mr. Saxena witnessed performances by artists from India, Russia, Mongolia and Rwanda. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, the match between hosts Pakistan and Bangladesh at the Rawalpindi Cricket Stadium has been called off without a single ball being bowled due to incessant rain. Hosting an ICC tournament for the first time in 29 years, Pakistan thus ended their disastrous campaign without registering a single victory. Bangladesh too concluded their journey without a win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.